Okay, we're just going to bow in prayer. So just as we do that, we want to bow our heads and close our eyes. Okay? Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you today that we can bring gifts to you. And Lord, we thank you for this time at Christmas when we receive so many things and enjoy so many things. And Lord, so often we forget just about the greatest gift of all, that you came to this earth. And you came, Lord, with a purpose to save your people. And Lord, we just pray today that you'll help us to understand that for ourselves, that you'll be very real to each one of us here today. Lord, we've been thinking about those across this world, from those like Rosa in the Dominican Republic. Lord, we just pray for her and her family that you'll bless them too. We think of the Kenyan children that George and Helen look after. And we pray for a blessing day by day in their lives. And Lord, at Christmas time would be special and they would receive many blessings. Lord, we think of the children in those slums in Delhi that Asha do so much work for. And we pray again, Father, that you would meet the needs there. And Lord, bless each child and each parent, Lord, that lives in those conditions. And Lord, we thought nearer to home too, at the Belfast City Mission. And Lord, we just thank you for our homes. But Lord, we realise that there are homes today that just are broken and are falling apart. Homes, Lord, that have lost loved ones. And we just pray that you'll be very near to each one in those circumstances. So Lord, we just bring these prayers before you. We ask, Lord, that you bless us. Lord, not because we deserve it, but because you love us so much. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, boys and girls, we'll speak to you for a few minutes. Now, I got this present the other night. Believe it or not, I got it from a soldier and from an American Air Force pilot. But don't worry about that, they're also working snowmen and carrots and bananas and elves and other things in the house as well at the same time. And you know, I don't think I like this present. Why do you think I'll not like this present yet? It's an arsenal bag, that's right. How could I like a present that comes in an arsenal bag? You know, maybe you think, oh, this present, it looks awful. Even touching an arsenal bag is awful. How could I do anything? Should I just throw it out? Or should I maybe look inside to see what's inside? Should I look inside?
No.
Oh, well, maybe I'll just look inside, even though it's an arsenal bag. Right. Right, get rid of that old bag. Let's see what's inside. Very well wrapped. Oh! Oh, lovely, lovely. Was my wife not to throw it away? I know, the present is really, really good. At the beginning I thought it was really bad, but really, boys and girls, it was actually a great present. Lovely present, it was really taking some of those together. So, I thought it was bad, it was really, really good. And we were thinking, boys and girls, today about the gift of Christmas. And many people, when they hear about the gift of Christmas, who is Jesus, at the beginning they think, oh, I don't want that gift. And they think it's bad. And then they discover it's actually a wonderful gift. And we're going to think about some people in the Christmas story who were like that. Our first picture shows us Mary and Joseph. And Mary, when she first heard of this, that she was going to have baby Jesus, I'm sure she thought, oh dear, this is an awful thing. It isn't a good gift at all. And Mary knew that her life would be changed. She knew that people would make fun of her. People would say nasty things to her, say nasty things about her because she was a very young girl and having a baby, they would say all these awful things. And at the beginning, Mary would thought, oh dear, this is bad. But then when God spoke to her, told her, it's actually a wonderful gift because the baby you're going to have is the Son of the Highest. The Son of God is going to be your baby. And he's someone who will rule forever on a throne. And Mary realized something which at the beginning thought might be bad, was actually a wonderful gift, a wonderful present, a wonderful privilege. Listen, boys and girls, see if you accept Jesus as your Saviour, your King. If you accept this gift at Christmas, people will make fun of you at times. People will at times say nasty things to you and nasty things about you. Jesus warned us if people are nasty to him, they will be nasty to us who follow him as well. But listen, boys and girls. See, when you become a Christian, it is hard to understand. But God comes and lives in us, giving us joy and truth, happiness and hope. A wonderful, wonderful gift. God coming to live with us. The greatest gift of all. At the beginning, you may think, oh, this is bad. My friends will make fun of me. Yes, they might make fun of you. You'll get even better friends when you become a Christian. And God will be your friend and come and live with you. But Joseph, he also at the beginning would have thought, this isn't a gift that I want, when he heard that Mary was going to have a baby. He wanted to have nothing to do with Mary and the baby. He wanted to get rid of Mary. But then God told him something special. This baby that was born would be called Jesus, which means the Lord saves. And God says this baby's called Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. And Joseph knew that was so important, boys and girls. The most important thing for all of us is that our sin is taken away, that we're rescued from our sin, because God can't take us to heaven if we have sin that's not washed away. And so Joseph, at the beginning, he didn't want this because his whole plans, his whole life would be changed. Well, he realized it was worth it because his sin would be washed away. And you know, boys and girls, if you become a Christian and accept the gift of Jesus, your plans will be changed as well. It's no longer you living to please yourself. It's you living to please God. And that's not always easy. It's not you get up in the morning saying, I'll just do what I want. It's getting up in the morning saying, what does God want me to do? And initially that means it's a gift maybe you don't want. But I can tell you, boys and girls, the greatest gift of all, when you accept Jesus, let him take over your life. Excuse me. Now Mary and Joseph, they came to Bethlehem. Their plans were all changed for this baby. There's no room for them to go into the inn. And remember, where the baby was born, he was born out of the animals and put in a manger. But at the same time, boys and girls, the next picture shows us there were some shepherds who were out in the fields. They were probably just ready to go to sleep, to have a comfortable night as they were looking after the sheep. And then an angel appeared. And the Bible tells us that indeed that they were very, very, very scared because of this angel who had appeared. And you know, boys and girls, when we think of the gift of Christmas, excuse me, I take a wee sweetie here to stop me at all. When we think of the gift of Christmas, we can be afraid. Sometimes we can be afraid of God because God is so great and majestic and bright and holy. And the angels were, and the shepherds were afraid, and they maybe wanted nothing to do with this gift. But then they heard why this gift was so wonderful, why it was a really good gift. They were told that the baby would be born and he'd be lying in a manger in Bethlehem. He would be the Saviour, someone who would rescue them. And you know, the shepherds thought, this is a too good a gift to waste. So the next picture shows us, they went to Bethlehem, they found a little baby and they worshipped him, and they went and told other people about the little baby. They realised, boys and girls, that this was a gift they had to accept. This was a gift they had to do something about. They had to go and find the baby who was born in Bethlehem. Boys and girls, we all have a question at this Christmas time. Are we going to leave the gift in the wrapping paper? You get up on Christmas morning and there's some presents in your house, will you leave them in the wrapping paper? No, you're not that silly, are you? No. And I would be silly if I left my gift in the wrapping paper in the bag. But you have to open the gift. But boys and girls, look at all boys, next one. Sometimes we think it's an unwelcome gift, a gift that we don't want. Thinking on, we think of first of all how Mary didn't want it because people would talk about her, gossip, say bad things about her. Next one, we're thinking about Joseph, how he didn't want it because his plans would be changed. The next one, we're thinking about the shepherds and how they didn't want it. They were afraid of the angels and the glory of God was shining around. Boys and girls, there are many reasons why you may think, I don't want this gift of Christmas. But the last little picture here shows, the last little word shows, the question is up to you. What are you going to do this Christmas time? And that isn't just for boys and girls. That's for mums and dads and grannies and grandmas. Because, you know, if I didn't open this gift, if I left this gift unopened, well, I would have missed out on the sweets. But I still would have gone on and lived and had a good life. It wouldn't have really changed things an awful lot. But boys and girls, if you do not open the gift of Jesus, if you do not accept Jesus as your Saviour and your Lord, then your whole life will be different. And you'll not go to heaven one day. You see, it's lovely at Christmas time. We have lovely warm feelings. We were in our last song singing about how the Jesus who came to die on the cross. But boys and girls, he wouldn't have died on the cross unless that was the only way you and I could be rescued. So the big question is this. This Christmas time, are you going to leave the gift unwrapped, or wrapped up, or are you going to unwrap it and take Jesus? How do you accept Jesus, boys and girls? How do you accept Jesus as your gift of Christmas? Listen to this, it's very simple. A. Admit that you're a bad person who doesn't deserve to go to heaven. That no matter how good you are, you'll never get to heaven through what you do. B. Believe that your only hope is that Jesus died on the cross to take away your sin. And C. Confess Jesus as your Lord. Say that you're going to take Jesus as the King of your life. You're going to turn from your sin and follow him as your Saviour, as your Master. Boys and girls, if I went around to your house on Christmas morning, I'd be surprised if the gifts still wrapped up after you go out. But I wonder how many boys and girls will not unwrap the gift of Jesus this Christmas and accept him as Saviour, as Lord. Let's pray together. God, our Father, we thank you for Christmas time. We thank you for the fun we have, the presents we get. We thank you for the parties there are. We thank you for meeting with friends and family and all the good things there are at Christmas time. But Father, we would be so silly if we were caught up with these things and had no time for Jesus. And Father, just pray indeed for all the boys and girls here, for all the grown-ups, that we'd all be sure this Christmas time that Christmas has come to us. That we have been born again by the Spirit of God, that we've come to admit our guilt, we've come to believe that our only hope is that Jesus has died on the cross, and we're willing to confess Jesus as the Lord, the King of our lives. Father, pray indeed that you would give such grace to boys and girls and the grown-ups, so this Christmas time will be such a special Christmas because they've come to know Jesus. And Father, for those who have no time for Jesus, Father, don't let them rest. Don't give them a happy Christmas. Trouble them in their minds and in their hearts. Because, Father, this is too important for them ever to forget or ignore. Father, grant us, we ask, in Jesus' name, Amen. Okay, we're going to sing our final praise now. This is hymn number 48, O Little Town of Bethlehem, I still see thee lying. Stand as we sing.